A successful lifestyle change usually starts simply. For instance, incorporating some easy morning walks into your schedule.
After seeing someone close to me have a stroke at the age of 46, it was eye-opening to me.
Sarah Williams is overweight, pre-diabetic, and struggles with high blood pressure. When she heard the cities of Eatonville, Winter Park, and Maitland were hosting morning walks last November, she decided to join in and walk with all three cities. In less than 6 months, she's lowered her blood pressure enough to go off one of her meds, and she's lowered her pre-diabetes numbers, her blood glucose levels, by 2 points. Her blood glucose isn't the only thing that's dropped.
I didn't lose a lot of weight, but I've went down two dress sizes.
The community walks were launched in 2011 by Eatonville Mayor Bruce Mount. He says he was moved to start his Walk and Talk with the Mayor program because he was signing so many funeral resolutions for his small town. Eatonville has the highest rates of diabetes, obesity, and hypertension of the three cities. In fact, 24% of Eatonville residents have diabetes, compared with 9% in Winter Park and Maitland. The diabetes rate alone puts Eatonville's population at an increased risk for a host of health problems, including heart disease and stroke. But Eatonville's walkers are getting results. The mayor himself has lost 40 pounds.
I never thought walking could have that kind of result. Just casually walking, you know, walking at your own pace. And when I seen it drop, along with healthy eating, you know, because we do talk about the healthy eating, portion controls. But yes, I've seen a tremendous difference.
The mayor's walking program has proven so successful, it became the pilot for Winter Park, Maitland, and the Healthy Central Florida initiative that all three cities are now part of.
Just head down here, maybe hit Mosley House, and then do a loop back around.
A group of Rollins College graduate students recently turned out for one of Eatonville's twice weekly walks. The students and adjunct professor Bob Hahn were looking for ways to rebuild Eatonville as a healthy community, but the students needed to get a feel for it.
The best way to do that is to be able to do it on foot and almost kind of field check what we've been doing through all our studies and our analyses.
The students' recommendations included improving sidewalks, brighter, more appealing streetlights, establishing community gardens, and organizing events aimed at creating a stronger sense of place. The city of Maitland is working to expand its walking program by extending its footpaths to create a full loop around the community. And Winter Park's walks are seeing heavy participation from commissioners and other city officials. There's more to a healthy community than just physical health. Feeling connected to the community is important, too. And as Sarah Williams found out, the morning walks can be a big part of that.
You get to know people and just meet different people. And if you have a city commissioner walking with you, you learn a lot of interesting things about what's going on in the city.
The city's walks are on different days, making it easy for devotees like Sarah to hit all three. They're early, 6:30 a.m. in Maitland, 7 a.m. in Winter Park and Eatonville. But the walkers say it's a great way to start the day and an obvious step toward a healthier community. I'm Alicia Mandigo for 90.7 News.